Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicki. How can I help you today?
Hi, Vicki. Good afternoon. This is Michelle Gottsein, and I noticed a charge on my account that I do not recognize. Can you help me with that?
Certainly. I'd be more than happy to help you with that, ma'am. Can we start, Michelle, by you giving me your zip code so I can see if I can locate an account for you?
78539.
78529.
No, 78539.
Thank you. Last name Jimenez.
No, my last name is Garza.
Oh. Okay.
My ex-husband's name is Jimenez.
What's your shipping address, Michelle?
807 Crown Circle.
Okay. City and state?
Edinburgh, Texas.
Okay, I have an account for a Michelle Jimenez.
What is this for?
Hang on just a moment. It's pulling up. Okay. It's for, it says on 516 you paid $7.95 for a KitchenAid mixer. It's a sweepstakes for that mixer. They charged you $56.95 because when you paid that shipping and handling, you were automatically enrolled in a monthly membership to something called the Factory Direct Savings Store or Discount Savings Club. They give you a $125 gift certificate each month in exchange for that $56.95, so you can shop at this online store known as the Best Consumers Gadgets Club. You're also enrolled in a sweepstakes to win that KitchenAid mixer. Every month they re-enroll you in that sweepstakes to win that mixer. And it is a monthly recurring fee, Michelle. They'll continue to bill you until you call in to have it canceled.
How do I call and cancel? That was not me. And my last name is Garza, not Jimenez. I'm divorced, so I'm confused. Who do I need to call to cancel this?
I can get it canceled up for you, ma'am. And in addition to that, I'll get you switched over to the fraud department so they can take care of this for you.
Yes, please. I need to be reimbursed for this because I cannot. This is, yeah. I'm finding out a lot of things today. When you cancel this, I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Vicki with an I.
Vicki. When you cancel this, how, is there any way that I can find out, like, who called or who signed up and through what email or, I mean, how my number was done or my account number for that matter?
Hang on just a moment. The email attached to this is michellegg1997@gmail.com. The phone number on this account? It's 956-664-8464.
No, that is, okay. So, one, that Gmail was hacked into 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And second, that telephone number belongs to the bank. That's the bank telephone number.
Wow.
Yeah. There's red flag number two right there because that is the bank telephone number.
Okay, Michelle, I'm going to get you transferred over to our fraud department. They'll continue to assist you. Let me just cancel out your account. I have a cancellation number for you.
Okay.
Cancellation number is going to be C, as in cancel, 260-688-408.
Let me repeat that back.
Sure.
C as in cat. 260-688-408.
That's correct, Ms. Michelle.
Okay. Now, how do I go about in one, finding out what happened, and then two, making sure that I need to get reimbursed that? Because right now I can't be touching this account.
Okay. Hang on just a moment. That's why I'm going to transfer you over to the fraud department, and they'll take it from here. I canceled out the account. Now I'm going to switch you over to the fraud department. They'll continue to assist you, Michelle. Thank you for calling customer support. Please hold.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're more than welcome.